Again, that number here is 800-222-5222. Midday Live. Let's go out to our friend Malcolm Nance. Malcolm, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Drew. How are you?
It's a pleasure to speak with you. Malcolm, of course, again, is a retired U.S. Navy Senior Chief Petty Officer. And I'd love somebody to make sense of this Trump headlines for me. Let's just start with what's the kind of information that was likely disclosed and why the extreme concern about it?
Well, even as we're speaking, news is breaking about just exactly what was disclosed and from whom it came. What it is that Donald Trump had a meeting with the Russian foreign minister, Sergey Lavrov, and the Russian ambassador, Sergey Kislyak. In the middle of that meeting and having a discussion about Russia offering more support for the fight against ISIS, he revealed information that came from a sensitive unilateral source, one country that was sharing that information with the United States on the account that the United States would not divulge that information even to our allies.
Okay, now we know that was Israel, right?
Right, and the reporting is that that was Israel, and it involved intelligence from deep within ISIS identifying some of the ISIS plots related to putting bombs on airplanes, which means someone is very deeply in there.
Now, so how do we know that this was the nature of what was disclosed? Because later it was not clear that we knew exactly what was going on here, but go ahead.
Well, initially, General McMaster, the National Security Advisor, came out and said that that was not the nature of what was disclosed.
Right. That's what I got confused. Okay, so go ahead.
Right. And the sources and methods were never discussed. However, fast forward 24 hours later, Donald Trump comes out and says that he unilaterally declassified this information. So therefore, there was no release of information that was unauthorized because he has the absolute authority to do it.
But we still don't know what he did, right?
Right. Well, what he did was he responded to the Washington Post article with the premise that the information that was reported was true by his tweet, actually contradicted General McMaster. Now we're hearing today in the press briefing that just happened with Sean Spicer that the president doesn't get briefed as to what detail and level of classification of information that he has, which means that he just didn't even know or may not have known that it was top secret special access code word material belonging to one of our allies. And I'm not sure which one of the three stories is worse.
And then McMaster is saying, quote, nobody in the room felt the conversation was inappropriate, right?
Well, he can feel that way. But that doesn't mean that the Israelis or the information that the Russians received would be considered inappropriate.
Doesn't it make you wonder if we're getting the whole story here, that McMaster's going to stand up and say that? Because I'm wondering if, you know, they got some 11th hour clearance from Israel or something because there's something imminent that they needed to tell Russia about. Is that possible?
Not from what we hear.
Right.
That the information that was revealed is now imminent because the Israelis now know that this information was compromised. When you compromise something to the Russians, you're essentially passing that information on to Russia's allies in Iraq and Syria. That right now is Iran and the government of Syria, Bashar al-Assad.
Yeah.
Mortal enemies of Israel.
Right.
And Russia themselves could give that information over to them. And that asset, if it's human asset or an electronic system or a combination of both, could be killed or captured.
And now the Israelis are on the record saying, no, we're fine. We have full confidence in our intelligence relationship. Shouldn't they be expressing outrage if indeed there's something wrong here?
No. The amount of information the Israelis get from us is far exceeds what they give to us. However, that does not mean that Israel right now is not pulling an emergency extraction of that agent or asset out of that situation and destroying this source of information.
Right. So we don't know. That's one possible story, and it's mm-hmm. We don't know. Now it's a hard story to get your head around. Now what keeps coming out of Washington is, well, we don't care so much that they shared information. We're more upset if they're going to give them something, they should also confront them about the election manipulations. Is that just politics, or what's that all about?
Well, when you consider that the election manipulation, which I don't call it a manipulation, I was the first person in media on the first day of the hacking release to call it what it was, which is a massive cyber warfare attack against the United States, designed to destroy its electoral process and damage democracy.
And they did the same thing to France, too, right?
Did it to France, yeah. Tried to do it to Germany, tried to do it in Austria, in the Netherlands, and did it for Brexit, we're now finding out, actually helped push the Brexit vote. Russia is a malevolent force when it comes to operating in the cyber warfare capacity. Instead of warning them, Donald Trump ignored the whole thing because he believes it's all a hoax and that the U.S. intelligence community is just making all of this up to ruin his election. And that is what's dangerous about the president right now. Real viable threats he ignores, and then he divulges classified info, which will destroy other sources of information to our adversaries. Russia is not a friend. Russia could just as easily pass this information on and have those Israelis killed.